How can the U.S. cut carbon emissions in half by 2030, as President Biden has pledged? Well, one answer, rewire the country's power grid. President Biden's infrastructure plan includes $100 billion to replace thousands of miles of transmission lines, something compared to redesigning the national highway system. But transmission projects have failed for decades. Let's find out why from Lauren Azar, transmission expert and former advisor to the U.S. Department of Energy under President Obama. Lauren, welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
Transmission lines, not sexy, except in Jimmy Webb's song, Wichita Lineman, but so important, we understand, for cutting emissions. Why?
Well, if you think about where we're heading to get to net zero carbon, we're going to need to electrify the economy, which means that demand is likely to double for electricity. So that means we're going to need a lot more generators than we currently have. And those generators will likely be located in diverse locations. As you know, the sun shines more strongly in some areas than others, and the wind blows harder in some parts of the country and certainly offshore. And so to get the biggest bang for your buck, you want to put the majority of your generators where that fuel source is strongest, which means we need transmission from those locations to the customers.
Well, we saw this during the winter storm in Texas. Texas pretty much lost power, and they couldn't get it from another part of the country.
Exactly. And the Texas event is a perfect example of why we need a strong transmission grid to be able to access generators in a lot of different locations.
Right. And we're also going to have more electric cars in the future. They need to be powered. We need to have power stations for them. We need to spread this power out. So take us through the biggest barriers. Experts have divided them into three categories: planning, permitting, paying.
Let's start with planning. So you started with the analogy about the interstate highway system. It's great to think about planning the transmission system the same way. You need to ensure that the segments are connected. You need to ensure that there are enough lanes so it can accommodate peak traffic. And you need to ensure that the off-ramps are located appropriately so that you can get to customers or population centers. Very similar to transmission. But currently, those who are responsible for planning and building the transmission grid aren't required to have the same vision or plan for the same kind of future. So they don't have to agree on how many generators need to be built. They don't have to agree on where those generators are going to be built. And as a consequence, we aren't able to take a 80,000-foot view and come up with an overarching plan to develop the most cost-effective transmission grid that we can.
And what about permitting and paying for it?
So with a few exceptions, permitting and siting are done at either the state level and in some cases on the local level. So imagine when building the federal highway system, if a single town could simply say, no, not here. That does happen when building transmission lines right now. And for long lines or interstate transmission lines, it can take anywhere from 5 to 15 years to complete them, because of requiring state and federal approvals, as well as sometimes local approvals. And as far as paying for those lines, that's also a tricky proposition when you're talking about these larger lines that are crossing states or crossing entire regions. Everybody agrees that the customers that are benefiting from those lines should pay for them. But actually deciding who are the beneficiaries is less than clear. So there are many, many, I can say, fights over this.
Well, there are tax incentives in Biden's plan to try to get developers, people who would do this, on board. But you always have that notion that there are Americans who don't want it in their backyard. They think transmission lines are an eyesore. Now, we know in some parts of the country, these transmission lines are being put underground to avoid fires, for instance. But some, because of the way they deliver electricity, it's too expensive to do that. So how do you get people on board with, a highway system, everybody was buying cars at the time, they could see that future. How do you get people excited?
Well, from my perspective, electricity literally is the lifeblood of our economy. And so I would hope that people would get excited about that. I have not had very much success in getting that done. I can tell you that there are some transmission tower artists that have made these beautiful transmission towers that some of them look like people dancing and are holding the line. So I don't know if that would get folks excited about transmission line near them, but that would be one option. Obviously, to the extent we can get new technologies that would allow us to bury the lines more cost effectively, I would hope that would also facilitate more development of it.
We'll post those pictures at hearnow.org. Lauren Azar, transmission expert, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.